Hello, welcome to another episode of The Portable Therapist. Today I want to talk to you about self-care. Now, we're not going to get too deep into that today, but this is going to be more of an introduction to the concept of what self-care is and just to get you familiar with the term so that if it comes up in your therapy session, you will have an idea as to what that entails. So, when we talk about self-care, it's precisely that self, as in yours, care. So, we're talking about looking after yourself, but we're not talking about it in just the physical sense, as in exercise and eating right and all of that stuff. We are talking about it in these terms to do with your mental health in particular. So while self-care does include physical health and also eating appropriately and all of that sort of stuff, when we're talking about it in therapy, we're really talking about our mental health. So, self-care for therapy is basically what we can do to recharge the batteries, what we can do to de-stress, the things that we do that essentially make us feel good, feel refreshed, so we can go back to doing whatever it is that we do on our day-to-day lives. These can be your sorts of basic things of listening to your favorite music, watching your favorite movie. They can be something more complicated logistically, like going on holiday, all of these things and more. But whatever it is, we have to sort of make sure that it's tailored to you personally. Because we're all unique individuals at the end of the day, and whatever works for one person may not work for another. And that can be for a variety of reasons, but mainly the idea is to figure out what works for you personally. This can be done in the therapy room through exploration, and it can also be done by yourself through reflection and trial and error. So, what I mean by that is we can sit and think about what it is that we like to do and see if we can work those things into a more regular sort of routine to maintain our self-care and therefore our mental health. Or we can try a few different things that we might think that we might like, and upon the trying of these things, we may discover, okay, yeah, we like that, or okay, no, we don't like that. Either way, we will probably have some fun trying and get some new experiences under our belt. And potentially, even if we don't like some of the things that we try, they may lead to other things that we do like too. So always being open to the possibility. So that's some of the ways in which you can find out. But to circle back to in the therapy room, your therapist may ask you what your hobbies are or if you have any hobbies. This is a prelude to you being able to figure out what it is that you might be able to do to maintain your self-care. Some of these things you may have already done or already be doing. But as you know, your mental health has maybe declined. Maybe we stop doing things that we enjoy doing. Maybe we used to go for a run or a bike ride, but now, maybe our mental health has declined. Maybe we're suffering with some sort of mental health issue, and the focus has really been more on that as opposed to our self-care or maintaining our self-care, which has meant that maybe we've stopped doing the things that we like doing. So basically, now is perhaps maybe the time to get back to those things that you like doing, whatever it is. So that's some ways in which you can look at what your self-care might include for you. But really, how self-care sort of works is if you imagine you as a container, a bucket, or some sort of container, which is filled with water. Now imagine the water is the stress that you can take on board. You're only going to be able to fill the bucket or the container, which represents you, so much before it overflows. And we can't possibly fit any more water in. And when that happens, we can get into a funk, feel low in mood, that sort of thing. Or we can go to the other end of the scale and have some mental health concerns, be it anxiety, depression, anything at all. So the idea behind this is to be able to get that bucket or that container and empty it out. Either pick it up, throw the water out, or put a tap in it so you can turn it on and drain the water level every so often. So this is maintenance of your mental health. And self-care stops the bucket or the container from getting too full. So we don't ever have to get to that stage of it overflowing and having symptoms or a decline in our mental health. And these things recharge our batteries, maintain our stress levels, and all of that good stuff. So self-care, as you can imagine, is pretty important for your health and maintaining your mental health. So have a think to yourself. What are maybe some of the things that you do currently that you enjoy, that you could maybe do more of? Whether that means a regular sort of weekly thing or some other logistical frequency. Or if it's not something you're already doing, is it something you might want to do but haven't got around to yet, for whatever the reason, and therefore maybe something you could look into? All of these things are things that we can be doing right now without too much extra sort of effort, because potentially it's something we've already done and that we would just have to pick up again. Or it's something that's within our bandwidth, it's something that we might like to do, and therefore we've got to find out about it, see how practical it is, and go from there. But if we don't have any ideas as to what we might like to do because we're already doing it, we used to do it, any of that sort of thing, then we need to look at things that we might be interested in. We can draw on our other likes or experiences and see if there's anything in the wider sort of context of that we might like to do. For example, if we like listening to music, but we're looking to expand on that, could we go to see our favorite band? So engage in listening to and watching live music. If we like sort of doing art and things like that, but we normally draw, but we've never had a go at painting, could we have a go at painting? These are some of the things that you can use to expand your horizons into perhaps other ways of doing things or figuring out new hobbies, interests on your own. But if you were in the therapy space, you could bounce things off your therapist and perhaps dig to a deeper level as to what really interests you and what sort of things you could use to maintain your self-care. But either way, self-care is perhaps now a more familiar term to you, so that when you are in the therapy space, it won't be as scary to hear the words self-care and will be perhaps more open to the process around self-care. It'll be familiar to us. We'll know probably what it is, and we'll have an idea as to maybe what we can do ourselves to help us increase or engage with our self-care. So that's it for today. Thank you. Take care.